This is a reminder not to take it too seriously, not to be so down in the rut, not to be so in the trees that you can't see the forest. This is a reminder to have a sense of humor and laugh and sing. This is a reminder that the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's your glory. It's your passion. He's not called you to weep many tears. He's called you to laugh. He's called you to sing. He's called you to worship. And He's called you to be that thing that leads many in, says the Lord. Sweet psalmist, sweet savor of God. He's going to make your home, oh, such a beautiful place. Place of healing, place of restoration, place of many parties, table talk, and salvation. God says, relax. Don't get in a hurry. Chill out, slow down, put it in a lower gear. Don't work so hard. Don't think too much. You know I'm singing this. Who was that for? There's a great healing that's going to take place in your house over many years. Just keep right on. You're doing great. This just jazz this thing up. Put a little 50s twist on it. There's great healing that's going to take place in your home over many years with many people. Brother, I see you. You're a fence builder. You're a fence builder in the lives of people. You're a teacher. You're a man who has been called by God to establish boundaries for people and say, basically in a nice way but and in a real way, but this is the way of life. Walk in this. Walk in this. This is where life is. Don't do that over there. That's death. That's going to break your leg if you're over there. Stay in the safe place. You're a man. You're a declarer of safety, a declarer of the way to walk. And God's called you and is going to enable you to help people to see it, which is what a teacher does. He just lays it out so people can understand. And sister, there is in you this thing to draw people in and to be able to pry in their life and get right in to the middle. But it's the right thing. It's not a bad thing. It's the Holy Spirit. And you can get away with stuff that I couldn't get away with because you could go in and talk to people about stuff that's in private, and you've been surprised many times that people would tell you stuff. You think, why are you telling me that? I don't know you that well. Why are you? But it's because this is Holy Spirit. And listen, between the two of you, there's a song of joy over your home, over your family, and it's always going to be there. And you're not going to have to run out and find it. It's just there. And the word of God over the two of you is just relax and enjoy. Just relax and enjoy. And as you do that, people are going to come in and learn how to relax and joy with you. And listen, in later years, I think you're both still way too young, but in latter years, says God, people are going to look to you and say, this is what it means. This is what it ought to be. This is what a family ought to be. This is what a marriage ought to be. This is what a home ought to be. And they're going to be drawn just like bugs to the light because of what they see there. And you're going to give hope to many people because the scripture and the Christian life should be normal. It should be the ordinary, average thing. And you're going to succeed in a strong way at making Christianity ordinary. Men, people are going to follow you in that. People are not looking. If you say extraordinary, people want to know they can do it. They just want to know it works. That's how God's going to use you. You guys got any kids? How many kids you got?
Three.
And they are...
24.
Oh.
You had one of them up here last night.
Oh, you did? Which one was here?
Michael.
Beard and blonde.
Beard and blonde.
Michael. Young.
Okay. Cool.
24, 21, and 20.
It's what God says. I'm going to send them out. They're going to succeed and have favor on the right and on the left. They're going to be protected from behind. And I will make the way before as they go, says God. I'm going to bring forth out of them apostles and prophets, pastors, teachers, ministers, business people, and a mathematician, says God. That's out of your grandkids. I'm going to be a mathematician. Smart kid. Don't know who. Girl, but I don't know who, but smart kid. MIT kind of smart. I'm going to come forth out of those grandchildren. Because God's going to release blessing. Generation by generation, he's going to bless. He's going to bless, and he's going to bring, attract blessing to them, even at times. You're going to see, your grandkids, one or more, standing in just some situation. And instead of them having to go get blessing or go get favor, it's going to come and look them up, literally. Don't know what that's about. Never seen that. But it's going to, blessing will come seek them out. Like I see... Okay, I see your grandkids standing along here and little hound dogs out there. Just seeking out your grandkids. And it's going to be little hound dogs of blessing. Just seeking them out, sniffing them out in the middle of the crowd. They're going to be blessed above the rest of the crowd. God's going to, and that blessing is going to seek them out wherever they are. Just need to relax. Have a good time. You guys really need to have a good time. God's telling you, you really need to have a good time. It's an order from God. Let's keep right on. What mess? That was great.
I said to Hector, you want to go next? He goes, after that? I'm used to it. He's so creative. He wanted to be an entertainer. Every now and then it just comes out, doesn't it, Mike? That was good, bro. That was good. So that was your son and daughter last night. Daughter-in-law, huh? Mm-hmm. So you're ready to be grandparents? Are you grandparents yet?
No.
You were smiling. Were you here last night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You'll be playing that prophecy every day for them. Hey, I was up early again this morning praying over your word. How'd it go last night? No. Take her out on another date, honey. Hey, grandparenting. Yeah, I really like what Michael said. I saw heritage in you guys. Strong heritage. You guys are a couple, I just want to say, with great redemptive qualities. Because God really redeemed the two of you. God swept you into the kingdom when you knew you didn't deserve it. And he just really cleaned you up, cleaner than you even could imagine. and you look really good tonight, proper. You probably dressed him well. You probably made him change his shirt or something, sister, because every now and then you go, why are you wearing that? Oh, the pants. Yes. Yeah, so every now and then, brother, she just has to kind of go,
he's
honey.
He's got jeans on. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. He could have worn the jeans. It would have been all right. But anyway, brother, she makes you look good, and you know that.
Amen.
Amen. And I just tell you what, God so redeemed you guys. And the God's heart of redemption runs deep in both of you. And that's why you're going to really, as Michael said, you're going to have a lot of fun seeing God redeem people, redeem sinners, bring them home, bring them in. This evangelism thing, your home, I just say yes, yes, yes. And your family. Your family are going to be powerful reapers in the kingdom of God. And this is, right now, you're kind of the sowing generation, you know, but you reap what you sow. And it says, God is not mocked. And because you've been serious about your redemption and you haven't played games with it and you've been so real with God, he is so, if I could say, so fully redeemed you that you said, this is what life's all about. There really isn't anything else. And everything else revolves around that. And so these are going to be great days. Now, brother, I just sense that there's promotion coming from you. There's a promotion coming, and it has to deal with you getting your fingers deeper into other men's souls. It's going to be such a promotion that not only would just have favor, you have more money. I mean, all the natural stuff is like, that usually rings the bell. But for you, brother, it's going to like, I have access now to new people. So I see a promotion coming into a place where new people are going to have be in your life, and you're going to have access to them, and you're going to win them. I just see lots of winning. You're not going to be Bible thumper man every day at work. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you're going to win them in their trust. You're going to win their confidence, and you're going to win them into the kingdom, one soul at a time. But a lot of singular work. But I'll tell you what, a lot of reaping. And at night you're going to come home, and I see you guys praying at night, and I see you really counting your blessings for the rotten day you had. How was work today? It was probably the worst day I've had in months. But let me tell you what God did. I just see you doing that, brother. You're the turnaround man. I like you. You know how to turn a situation. You know how to turn a bad thing good, a black thing white, whatever. You can turn it opposite. And you know what? I see you doing that with people. I see you taking the dregs of society, and I'm talking about not just those on Skid Row. I'm talking about the up and out too. Guys that are just a mess in their executive office. Guys that are a mess over at Ridgemont Country Club playing on Saturday, been dreading to go home Saturday afternoon. And you're going to be around those kind of people, and you're going to help turn their mourning into gladness. You're going to help raise out of the ashes new life. And you guys are going to be a turnaround couple. You're just going to just so love God's redemptive work in humans. That's what's going to, that's why you're going to keep throwing parties, and that's why you're just going to keep doing all these things, is because you're saying, it's people. It's all about people. It's what God does when he does his thing around people. And so lots of ministry, lots of hanging with people, lots of hobnobbing a little bit with a few uppity people that you're going to get around and just be amazed at how needy they are. They'll have all the cars and all the toys and all the lake homes. They'll have all that stuff. But inside, there's going to be just this big hollow cavern that screams, would somebody please help me? And you guys, you'll hear that in your own souls. You'll hear that prophetically, and boom, God is just going to just throw you right into their lives. So these are good days. These are good days again. Boy, what great kids. We haven't met them except for last night, but what Michael was saying, lots of quality. The blessings are going to come. You need to just contend for the faith that God has for your children. Don't make them do anything outside of what God wants you to do as parents. Say, give them to God. Keep giving them to God. Now, see, they're past the teenage years, so they are really on God's timetable in a powerful way. And so you can just feel that, though. Feel that. Sister, you are a prayer warrior. You are a organizer, administrator. You're still administrating things for your kids. And you know what? In a way, we always kind of do and measure. There's a lot of parenting that goes on into their adult life, but this is a whole new chapter, new verse. It's a new day, and God says, like Michael said, you're going to have fun watching God at work in your family and in the community here.
I believe that in this season that you've been blessed. God has blessed you tremendously, but there have been times where you thought, maybe we need to cut back. Maybe it's kind of time to downsize a couple things here and there. But I, on the contrary, I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to upgrade you. I'm going to upgrade you in new ways and almost to the place where you might even feel a little embarrassed, the blessing of God. I just believe that God's just going to add. He's going to expand. He's going to give more. And the Lord says, it's not a season to shrink. God's just going to continue to bless, and he's going to increase your borders. He's going to increase the territory that he's given you. I believe even where you live. I believe God's going to increase your salary. God's going to increase your circle of influence. He's going to increase as his hand is on your life. And over the two of you, I saw you just into the details. When, how is this going to work? How's that going to work? But I hear the Lord saying that God's just going to have a way of balancing that out. And sister, your anointing is so strong and powerful that God, in just a couple of questions, it's like I saw you in a tank and you were moving forward as you met someone and you were saying, oh, you know, tell me a little about yourself. And as they shared a little bit with you, it's like the gun of the tank went, it got closer to them. Another question, you got even closer to them. So with just a few couple questions you can ask someone, you get that right in their face and you can hit that and really hit them hard and sharp with some truth, because both of you are lovers of truth and you carry a strong deposit of truth. So much so that I believe that God has shown me that he's put on you an anointing to even sniff out corruption when something is wrong. I believe that God is going to show you some things that we need to pray here, because this is off here, this is off there, and God's going to cause you to move intercessory in an intercessory role to pray and to even cause God to expose some things. You are that anchored in truth, and God is just going to use that in a greater measure in the days to come. People are going to know the rich deposit of truth in your lives, and they're going to seek you out and say, these are people that will tell us face to face. They're going to tell us the truth, and they're going to come and seek you out. So that counsel, that spirit of counsel and wisdom, God has put that on you. He's put that strongly on you and in your home, and God's going to open up more opportunities where you're going to share that. Also, I believe that as you, there are going to be seasons where God is going to download new strategies for you, a new thing that he's saying. He just wants to communicate and download a fresh new thing to you, and because of that, God is going to draw you away. I saw you two on a cruise. I saw you two in the Caribbean. I saw you two enjoying that time together. I saw you two just going and really refreshing, and in that, a download of the Lord, and what just seems like a normal vacation for you two would actually be a time of visitation with the Lord, where God is really going to reach through and connect with you and give you the next steps for the next season. And you'll both will know, you both will feel it and sense it. It's time to get away. We're going to have to go and meet with God in the Caribbean, and that's not too bad, right? We're going to have to go meet with God. Wherever that is, you're going to go, and God will truly meet you there, because that's one of the things that God is doing. He's downloading an understanding of his voice that some seasons are so key. He's going to have to remove you from your environment to download more into you. The Lord says that you're about to break open some doors that have been slammed in front of you, almost like I see in some relationships. There have been some relationships that God wants open to you. God wants to give you new connections with key individuals for both of you. And I believe this is a season where God is just going to blast open some doors, and suddenly some key connections, some key relationships God is going to bring to you. Both of you, get ready you're a team together. You flow well together. God has brought you well together. You're anointing together, and therefore I see you both team teaching. I see you both giving the word, sharing the word together, and you're sharing a part, and you're getting up, and people are taking it, and you have a seat, and then you're going to get up, and you're going to say, well, let me say this, and it won't be interrupting, although it might seem like it'll be a good flow. God has given you both the flow and the wisdom of how to flow together, and that there's you've got part of the stream, you've got part of the stream, and together it's a powerful anointed stream that is prophetic, that is sharp, and that really reaches the heart of men and women. So God says, get ready to share truth and to exhort. There's a sharpness in what you have to say. There's a sharpness where you even challenge people with truth and say, listen, this is what we need to do. This is what the word of the Lord is, and this is how we have to prepare for that. And God says, both of you will flow in that. You'll be seen as a team ministry, as two that flow as one. You'll start the prophetic word, and you're going to finish it. You're going to start preaching it, and you're going to finish it. And the Lord says, you're going to finish each other's sentences in a new way as that anointing begins to deepen and richen and thicken. God is going to bring you to a new place, and you'll be called on to minister in other locations, people that need the fresh word of the Lord. There's a fresh word anointing on you. You have an ability to understand what God is saying now. What is the Lord saying today? How is God wanting us to respond now? There's a fresh now anointing in your home. God has called you. I see baked bread everywhere, just baked bread. And God has called you to give bread. You are a bread-giving family. You just give to others. You feed. And I'm talking spiritually, that God has just given you. And everywhere you go, there's a word in season and out of season, a sharp right now word that you carry to impart to others. And the Lord says, I'm going to open your mouths and cause you to be known to have that sharp word. And he will draw from that well that in this hour, in this season. So get ready to go, because God's going to bring that to you immediately.
You're not going to sing again, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is it a trio?
And now, Frank. You got more?
I just feel like there's something else God wants to say.
Hallelujah.
I don't have it, but I think there's something else.
For these guys from the house?
For this couple right here.
Well, Mike and I were talking earlier. I said what I was looking for tonight, particularly, was government. And we had all these singles coming up. And I turned to Mike and go, I'm looking for, there's something like God put in my heart to say there's going to be government in the house, but I don't know where it is. And then this couple gets up. And then I went for a loop when she said, well, we're not really in this house. I'm going, oh. So Al helped clarify that. And I just said to Mike, I said, maybe I think there's a download of government for you two tonight. I think that's the spiritual thing that you... So let's just lay hands on these guys, and we're not making them elders, okay? But what we're saying is that God, these two have the capacity for government in the house. They can take more leadership. They can help the elders rule. They can help the leaders lead. But there's government coming, and that means, you know what that means? It's preparation time. God is graciously telling you ahead of time, get ready for government to come upon your shoulders, carry weight, and lead people in a very strong and clear way. That's why all these words were so important, because it's described who you are, what God's going to make you, but it's in the big packages. I'm going to give you responsibility. To whom much is given, much is required. Father, we thank you for this couple. We thank you for the fun we had together tonight as a body. We got to see your personality come out a little, God, who you are, your character, your nature, your love, your laughter, your seriousness, your passion, your mission, God, you distributed so clearly into our hearts these last two nights. And Lord, as we lay hands on this couple, we also know that, God, the government is upon your shoulders, and you are the head of the church. And for that we say, lead on, O King Eternal. Lead us like a shepherd. Take us into turbulent times in this earth as not a church that would be crushed, but a church that would rise up and thrive in times of crisis. And we just pray for your glory to come through it all in Jesus' name.
And Father, I do pray for my brother that in addition to everything that's been said this evening, Lord, I pray that your word would be in his mouth like a burning coal, something hot, God, and living, and that you would put within him a need and an urgency to declare and preach your word and speak it forth with passion and with power. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.